From February 1st to March 1st, Everyman Theatre presents the world premiere of a new play, Dawn, by playwright, actor, and Everyman co-associate artistic director, Thuy Thi Pham, who joins me by phone to talk about her play. Welcome to WBJC.
Oh, thank you very much, Gavin. Thank you so much for having me.
First, there is a great deal going on in Dawn, in some ways more than meets the eye, really. At one level, it traces a not insignificant step in a mother-daughter relationship, but at another, or at other levels, you're exploring generational trauma, questions of faith, family legacy, a web of intersections between the political and the personal. I wonder, how do you describe the scope and journey of this play to someone who doesn't know it?
It's really interesting because people see the historical backdrop of the play and they feel like it is something outside of their personal experience. And I don't think so, because I think when you really dig down deeper, it's a surprisingly intimate play and personal play. I recognize that you named a lot of big things, but every single one of us deals with those things. Religion, faith, relationship, the trauma of the past. We all have that. And so I don't think I'm writing anything that's beyond the normal human experience of being alive. So I guess for me, I'm like, oh, I assume everybody, in my head, I feel like everyone has to go through all of this to be human. So I guess that's how I synthesized it in my head when I put it on paper. And while I'm working on it, what I'm noticing is that it is a shockingly intimate play for the amount of, I guess, topics or issues it tackles. It's very quiet in many places, and I think that's where it's most intriguing for me. So, yeah.
I remember watching you work on it in lab rehearsal and the tension of nuance to sometimes the tone of voice from offstage, the turn of a head, the moment when a character realizes or recognizes a discovery or a moment of opposition and how they react. It was crafted through subtlety.
It really was, because I do think that I've always lived in the gray. I feel like the choice between right and wrong is really easy. And I think blatant or obvious aggressive actions are really easy to digest as human beings. Just as an example, I think like when you're blatantly rude, that's really easy to defend yourself. It's really easy to explain yourself. It's really easy to call it out. You get to this place, I think, in relationships where everything starts to get blurry. The communication gets tighter and tighter, and I think that's where it gets really interesting, is when miscommunication occurs in the micro moments of your life, and how they build up to become something much greater. So like the gestalt of all these little moments become remarkably tight and remarkably painful for whatever reason. And that to me is interesting. I guess I'm drawn to things that don't have clear right answers. Anything less than that in my writing, I just wouldn't enjoy it. It was too easy. I could probably predict it. I could probably end it in the first two pages if it was easy to figure out. Or these, I guess, human signals were that easy to understand. And I think that's why I think I kind of leaned in on the ambiguity of miscommunication and how it resurfaces later in relationships. I think that was just something I was very drawn to when I was writing it. Because I don't think anybody means or wants to be misunderstood. We just learn to mask, and after a while, that masking can get really confusing. And it's paradox, because I think we all want to be seen and all want to be understood. But it's really scary once you do that, because then you have nowhere to go. You can't hide anymore. You kind of lose your secrets.
Or do you find there are places in the play where characters are reading the fact of mask and probing to get at what's behind it, that they perceive masking or they assume masking, and they're actually probing to get behind it?
I think both are happening. I think sometimes someone is saying something very sincere and genuine, and then it's perceived. Mm-hmm. It's misperceived. Yeah, absolutely. And that is just a byproduct of masking too. We're no longer speaking the same language because we're doubting everything we're doing and everything they're thinking. And that can become very tenuous in a relationship, especially one where there's no one else left but the two of you. There's no one to balance that. You know, there's no one to interpret. And I think the death of father is a real seismic event for these two women because he did all of the translating for them. And they lost their translator. And so now they have to learn each other's language and learn each other's behavior, honestly. I think when you get to that place, you have to accept what is really there too. And I think for these two women, that realization also happens where, okay, so if we decide to understand each other, then we have to recognize what each other are and recognize who we are as people. And sometimes that's ugly. It's learning to, I guess in some way, it's learning to forgive yourself too and accept yourself for what you are.
I've been chatting with Thuy Thi Pham, who wrote and appears in Dawn in all its blurry ambiguity and intimacy from February 1st through March 1st at Everyman Theatre. More info and tickets are at everymantheatre.org. Thank you so much, Thuy, and break a leg.
Thank you very much.